Radio Style.
This will be Red.
Yo, 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 what's good, y'all? It's your homie, Big T.
And I'm Shay Renee.
I'm Miss Amy.
And you are officially tuned in and tapped into the hottest podcast that brings you the latest in music, news, and fashion, and the only show that keeps our ears to the streets.
While you grind and shine.
Hey, what's good, y'all? It's Friday night. So glad we made it to Friday.
Yes.
It has been a heck of a week. But we, what they say, that's a child, I'm a survivor. Okay? We have survived the week. So, yes. Hey, and I'm turned because I had a nap.
Yeah, you are. We were just talking about that. Apparently, once you get close to 40, you need
naps. I'm barely hanging on. I work the double.
You guys, you're not going to make it through your 40s if you're struggling like this in your late 30s, because I'll tell you what.
I'm telling you, a nap does you well, man. Like, I'm ready to be outside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
The problem is when you get into your 40s, the nap time actually just becomes bedtime.
Oh.
You just lay down and it's bedtime.
And you're like, you know what? I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Yes. If I'm in the bed, I'm done. I'm not coming back out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I feel it.
I passed out after Thanksgiving dinner, woke up, all the food was gone. I said, I had one plate.
Was it too much turkey on it?
I don't know. We did Cornish hen. We didn't do turkey this year.
Oh, cool. Did you make them?
No, my husband made the Cornish hen. I did everything else. So.
Yeah, I can't. Just reminds me of baby, like a baby chicken.
Like a baby chicken.
You can't do the baby chicken situation.
Yeah. We did.
It was tender.
Yeah. Baby tender.
Baby tender chicken.
Baby tender chicken.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah, we did roast at my house this
like
year.
Like a beef?
Yeah.
Pork? Beef?
It may have been pork.
We don't know.
It was beef. It was.
Yeah, no idea.
Yeah, I love beef.
Yeah, so, but it was.
I love beef too.
It was really good. Shout out to my Dukes, man. She did a big one.
Yeah.
I mean, she always do a big one, but this year you did the big one, sis. So
I need her to make me a roast. I didn't get any roast when I saw you the next day.
I also didn't get any cheesy potatoes when I saw you.
They're in the car.
Today?
Yeah.
Shut up.
I told you.
Oh man. Damn. I tried it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm glad everybody is feeling good. We have a special guest in the building. We have Chanel Phoenix, who is the president of the Toledo Alliance of Black School Educators. There we go. That was a lot to remember. I practiced that in the car, actually. So we're going to tap in with her because they have a big event that's coming up really soon. But y'all know we can't get the show started without doing what we call Big T with the
T.
And this is where I give y'all all of the celebrity news.
It's sort of like a sick T.
I'm sorry.
That's where I give you.
Because I didn't take a nap.
I see. Go to bed.
I know.
But this is where I give you all the latest celebrity news and gossip that's going on with them because they keep me with job security. And so let's go ahead and tap in. So if you know Rapper the Game, is he your favorite rapper?
No.
Okay.
He's my favorite one to look at, though.
I'm not actually.
One of my favorite ones.
I like Kevin Gates.
Well, I mean, I like Kevin Gates too. I mean, there's something about the game.
Well,
we're going to keep it clean.
Well, this team has nothing to do with any of that. That's going as total opposite. So, as I know, all of our news comes from TMZ. So, the game gave TMZ the inside scoop on his controversial title upcoming track called The Assassination of Candace Owens.
Oh.
Yeah. And she had a lot to say about the new diss that's coming out. And she's also not a fan of Eminem 2 because he dissed really well. We'll talk about that. But the game also told them that he wasn't scared of any of the backlash he's going to receive from Candace, which he actually found funny that she was upset about it. She admitted Game's track list was the utmost flattery, and she asked him to plug her podcast. So Eminem also fired lyrical missiles at Candace last year as part of the Death of Slim Shady rollout. But Candace just remembers him to be crying all over the album, says she was not a fan of Eminem. But the Game's controversial track will be coming out soon. It's called The Assassination of Candace Owens. And if you know Candace Owens, she is just controversial herself. So,
she is.
Yeah, so get ready for that. But she said she was flattered that that people are doing these diss tracks about her.
Well, yeah, because it gets her name out there.
Yeah.
I mean, even if it is talking about the assassination of.
But one thing she ain't got to worry about over here, we are not plugging that podcast. Not on Buzz.
I don't even know if she had a podcast.
She does have a podcast, but I don't think a lot of people probably know for real.
She wants the game to plug it.
Well, who's a fan of Candace Owens?
I mean, there's people.
Who is she?
Exactly. Like,
I'm sorry, I've been sitting here the whole time.
Well, so Candace Owens, she's a political
figure.
Here,
I'll show you a picture.
Yes. You probably have seen her before and probably just kept scrolling.
She leans very one way politically.
She's though. Very MAGA.
Yeah. Well, Kevin Gates, can you make a diss track about me and Mud's huh?
We appreciate it. Right. Like, we'll take a diss track. No, I don't want to. I feel like assassin, it's not a good look, but like, I don't know, figure out what's
going
on.
Yeah, she's not. And she's not a very nice person. And she's not very nice.
Does she look familiar?
No,
she was
like a Disney star.
No, I don't know.
She's far from Disney. I can tell you that much.
Oh. Yeah,
and she gets like she's very not even just MAGA, but she's not.
She's anti a whole lot of things. Like, for example, the first thing that was like anti. She's LGBTQ, anti trans, yeah. Anti everybody that's not. Basically white middle upper class.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we'll see what's going on with that. So all right.
Well, let's send her some mirrors for Christmas.
Let's send her something. All right. So let's get into some sport news. So George Pickens wrote another chapter in his book of deleted Instagram disses. The Cowboys receiver ripped into ex-NFLer Richard Sherman for his comments made on Thursday Night Football last night. Just a week after Pickens set his sights on Philadelphia and Eagles fans have said they're only good for sandwiches, the 24-year-old athlete shifted focus to the Prime Video analysis. Sherman criticized Pickens for seeming uninterested in getting a half-assed performance in CD Lamb's absence after the loss to the Detroit Lions, something he says simply can't happen if number three wants to be the best in the NFL. Pickens, who had 5 catches for 37 yards in the 44-30 loss, got wind of the Super Bowl champs evaluation and fired off on Instagram today. Pickens deflected blame and pointed to the fact it's a team game and that's something Sherman should understand. He goes on to say, a lot of ish has to go right for ish to happen. And it's funny because I thought former players would know that, such as Richards, P-U-N-K-ass. Sherman, who, by the way, ain't ish without the Legion of Boom. And we all remember San Francisco, my
dude.
Why'd
you spell punk?
I was just trying to censor, but that was the wrong word.
I know. I was like, wait, I'm so confused right now. I was like, what?
Wait a minute.
I was like, punk is not. No, if it was the other P word.
What?
Like, I think actually, was it punk or was it the other P word? Because it's.
No. Oh, wait.
It's the other P word.
Oh, it is. It never is mind. See, P-word. Never mind. Well, we don't say that word.
No, today. But. Right,
but y'all get it. Yeah. So interestingly enough, Pickens then tried to spread love to Sherman for a second, but also instructed him to never talk about him again if he's going to keep being an Ed Platt writer, and that's not the word that he used. He then went back and roasted him again and called him a leech and a weirdo for noting the fact that he was being double teamed during the game.
Wait. Pickens said that Sherman was an eggplant writer?
Yes.
Okay, so here's the thing. George Pickens got me some good fantasy points a couple years ago.
Yeah.
But at some point in time, you have to realize that you're old. Like, you're old for the NFL. Like, yeah. You're not going to be at your prime you were when you were getting all those fantasy points. I mean, so yeah. If Sherman had an honest reflection of your abilities and you didn't like it.
I just feel like, why are we doing this on Instagram? Just call that man. If you feel so, you know, in an uproar about it, just call him.
He's got to be relevant because he's starting to become irrelevant.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah,
so. Well, in good news, let's talk about Usher and Big Sean. They are partnering up for $1 million investment that will guide today's kids of Detroit into the future leaders of tomorrow. On Thursday, the two megastars announced the Detroit Entertainment Innovation Incubator, which will distribute the $1 million through the Michigan Central Boys and Girls Club of Southeastern Michigan, set to open in February 2026. It's a powerhouse partnership. Usher's New Look Foundation and the Sean Anderson Foundation teamed up with Elitch Sports Entertainment and Emory University's Business School to bring it all together. Michigan Central's Chief Operating Officer praised the move ahead of next year's ribbon cutting, so you can expect that Boys and Girls Club to open in February 2026. So shout out to Usher and Big Sean for doing
that. That's going
to
be a nice Boys and Girls Club. I'm going to look that up. I need to see it. I bet that's going to be a nice Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, and I don't know if you guys follow Big Sean on Instagram, but he's partnered with he's like a positive, you know, motivator speaker and whatnot. And they've been going around the city of Detroit and surprising people with brand new cars and thousands of dollars. Like, they literally have just been going up and walking to people, say, hey, do you have a car? And like, no, they like, they blindfold them and they've been like following them, and then they like open up your eyes and they have a brand new car.
Is this so, like a thing? Like, are they doing it for a show, a podcast, or is
no, they just been, they, I mean, they've been, yeah, they've been wanting to bless people. Oh, cool. But he's, of course, you know, Big Sean's from Detroit, so he's been going around Detroit and dropping off money to people. Like, the one lady, she worked at the gas station that I saw, and he was like, can I get $100 on this pump? And she was like, yeah. He was like, by the way, I'm gonna give you $1,000. And he gave her $1,000. She's like, I don't want your money. He's like, no, you need to take it. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
he's been doing some really dope stuff. So shout out to Big Sean.
Is that, man, Big Sean, like the one that sings Jamaican music?
No, no, Big Sean, like, no, Big rapper. Sean. The rapper Big Sean.
I know.
Not Sean Paul.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I got Big Sean confused. I was like, wait a minute.
That's the wrong Sean.
I was like, there's no way that Sean's from Detroit.
Yeah, like, no. Yeah. That Sean is from Jamaica or Barbados.
That's what I thought. I was like,
this one is straight from the 313.
So you would think they would put something on their actual page about this whole thing, but
yeah, niggas, they might soon. So, well, that was Big Tea with the Tea. I know if I got some tea, I'm gonna spill it here first on Mud Talk. So shout out to all the people who are doing positive things in the community. So, all right, so as I said before, y'all know we do this segment called Jackass of the Week, and this is where, you know, we gotta put people on blast who are you know, just doing a whole lot of jackassery. And so I was scrolling online today, and I came across a news story of a man who attempted to steal a car, but it didn't quite go his way. And so it happened in Florida. So y'all know nothing good ever happens in Florida.
Well, it's been the fact that it starts with Florida man.
Well, yeah, there you go. So a Florida man who allegedly stole a Jeep was captured for returning to the scene of the crime to get his cell phone.
You
can't
have that phone.
This is from CBS News. So the Polk County Sheriff's Office says Ronnie Dylan Willis, that sounds like a black man, drove the stolen Jeep back to the home where from where he stole it from in Winter Haven, and asked if anybody found his missing cell phone, which was pinging back to the residence. The owner of the stolen Jeep, Marta Diaz, was actually being interviewed by a deputy about her stolen vehicle just as he was returning back to the scene of the crime.
He made that find your iPhone ding. He was like, hold on, let me play the sound real quick.
When officers interviewed Willis, he told him that he woke up inside a vehicle on the residence, but he couldn't remember if it was the same Jeep he stole or a minivan also parked in the property. Willis then knocked on the door of Diaz's house, but no one answered. That's when he decided to take the Jeep for a spin. Diaz told police she had no idea who this man was and did not give him permission to use her car. However, she did remember seeing him near her house earlier in the morning before she went out with her husband. Willis was charged with grand theft of a motor vehicle and ticketed for driving with a suspended license. He was booked into Polk County and was released on a $1,000 bond.
He didn't have a license.
Dumb, you have to be.
He thought he was in the van. He thought I was. I didn't know if I was sleeping in the van, the Jeep, something I stole. I just want my phone back.
The jackassery just speaks for itself.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, we are just so attached to our phones that even when committing a crime, we got to
go. He didn't even know he committed a crime.
He didn't even know.
No, he couldn't remember what vehicle he came in.
He didn't even, he drove it there and said, I don't know what I was driving. Nice.
Yep.
He fell asleep and like, another one.
He was crying.
Yeah, he's got an iPhone. So
he had to be on
he had to be on something. So this week's Jackass of the Week goes to people who return to the scene of the crime just to get their cell phone, especially if you're from the state of Florida.
Yeah, so, honestly, I feel like there's an Ohio man, and
who's doing the same thing.
No, did you hear about the one who the guy stole the car and it was a kid in the back seat? He returned and to return the kid, and then yelled at the mom for leaving her kid in the car. Like,
you know what? She needed to know. Well, you don't leave your kids in the car. He said, I can't do this. I got to tell her that you don't leave kids in the car.
I only wanted a car, not a kid.
Next time I steal a car, take your kid inside, please.
All right. Well, this week's Jackass of the Week was the Florida man who stole the Jeep and returned back to the scene of the crime. So.
You big dummy.
Beyond.
So, all right.
I just want to know what they're like. I'm picturing their faces. Like, when this kid just rolls up, can anybody see my phone?
As the lady being interviewed by the police.
By the way, that's my Jeep.
By the way, that's my Jeep, and that's the man that stole it. So, yeah.
You know what, though? We all work in education, and we see how those kids get without their phones. So,
you know, some people are not the smartest crayon in the box. And, you know, I have come to terms that some people are about as useless as a white crayon on white paper.
I don't think he's even in the box.
Okay.
father thinking like, that guy's already in the box. He's the broken one in the corner.
The ones you just put in the box and put at the bottom.
Yeah, he's like, you repurposed that one.
So, all right. So we're going to go ahead and take a commercial break. When we come back, we are going to tap in with Chanel Phoenix about this mix and mingle and jingle sneaker ball edition that's going on and why y'all should pull up tomorrow. So make sure y'all keep it locked. It's Mud Talk. Don't go nowhere.
You want to give a shout out to our season four sponsor, A Servant's Heart LLC. A Servant's Heart prides themselves in community care. They offer non-medical and HPC transportation, as well as home personal care. For questions, to schedule a consultation, or to join their team of professionals, you can follow them on Facebook at A Servant's Heart LLC. Email them at aservantsharttoledo@gmail.com. That's two T's. Or give them a call at 419-407-5399. So thank you again to A Servant's Heart for their support of the Mud Talk podcast and being our season four sponsor.
Hey.
Want to get the word out about your business or organization? Well, the Hottest Podcast now offers the hottest sponsorship packages, starting as low as $15. That's right, $15 will help you get your business and organization out to millions and millions of listeners heard around the world. So make sure you go to the official Mud Talk Facebook page and check out our sponsorship packages right now.
The Hottest Podcast is back with new merch dropping right now. Tap in and check out our latest in hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and now we have official Mud Talk water bottles and more. So make sure you head over right now to the official Mud Talk merch store and get into it. And right now, if you order, you'll get 25% off of all of the latest merch in our Mud Talk merch store. So go over to our Instagram page at MudTalk419 and get into all of the latest, newest merch that is available right now. Mud Talk, the only podcast that brings you the latest in music, news, and fashion, and the only show that keeps our ears to the streets while you grind and shine.
What's good, y'all? We are back here on Mud Talk. I want to say thank you to everybody who is always tapping in and tuning in with us. We appreciate you. And like we said, we got a 5-year anniversary coming up soon. So if you've been rocking with us for 5 years, we appreciate you. And if you just tapped into the show, we appreciate you as well. And also shout out to people who listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Radio, wherever you stream your favorite podcast. We appreciate you.
Yes.
So we told you guys that we have a special guest in the building. And if you don't know, now you know, you're about to know her real quick. She is the president of the Toledo Alliance of Black School Educators, and they have an event coming up called the Jingle Mix and Mingle Sneaker Edition going down tomorrow. Y'all better get y'all sneakers ready because I know y'all about to turn up. So, but let's give us a warm little hand clap and welcome to Miss Chanel Phoenix. What's good?
Hey.
Give me a little hand clap.
Two hand claps.
Yes. How are you feeling today?
I'm okay. I'm doing good. It's Friday.
Yes.
The snow has held off for a little bit, so.
Yeah, I was kind of upset this morning though when I woke up.
It ain't cold enough.
Listen, I had already started planning my brunch the day before. I was like, I am going.
That's the problem. You jinxed it.
I know.
You can't plan those. You got to pretend like it's business as usual. I have a schedule.
But I was in my head like steak, eggs, cut water. That's what I'm
Well, I need you to be in your head like work, schedule, education, so you don't jinx it again.
Yeah.
I will say though this, I did read today online that there is a parade of winter storms.
Yeah.
When I hear the word parade of winter storms,
it's like one after another.
Yeah, that's a whole parade.
Yeah.
I'm not jinxing anything, but.
Yeah. I mean, I like parades, but that might be a little much for me.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Our national conference is coming up Friday in Chicago. Okay. And I'll try, it can hold off.
Yeah.
Please and thank you.
Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah. I don't think you're going to be that fortunate.
No.
It actually mentioned Chicago in one of the ones I read. Like, it was like Chicago to Northwest Ohio.
Yeah.
Lots of snow. Parade of snow.
I always feel bad for people like in Cleveland because they get hit the worst. Because of the lake effect. So I'm praying for my Cleveland people because it's about to go down.
Well, and that's why my son lives in Chicago now. So I've realized that, like, they don't get the lake effect that way.
Yeah.
He's like, it is so cold here.
Yeah.
Just, you know, the windy city. So it's like the wind chills are terrible. And
I don't know. Well, for those of you who may not know who Chanel Phoenix is, can you tell us a little bit and tell the people a little bit about you and your journey in education?
So I am a school counselor. And about 10 years ago, one of our leaders that works in my building went to a conference, the national conference. And they were like, well, where's Toledo? And to come to understand, so far as the alliance, that Toledo has not been in production for a while. So we began the journey to stand up the alliance again with a group of administrators and teachers and things like that. So we've been moving with the alliance for about 10 years now. However, the alliance has been in session since about the 60s and 70s. So most of the administrators have come from Scott High School.
Okay.
Where there's a foundation of pride and joy. Really, they were moving for equity for educators, educators to move forward in administration mostly. Okay. But then it became a sounding board, an outlet, and things of that nature, just to join, meet together, things like that. So that's what the Toledo Alliance of Black School Educators is about. So I'm the third president of this reigniting.
Okay.
And I've been in presidency about 3, going on 4 years.
Okay. Yeah. That's what's up, Madam President. I love that.
You did say it was presidential today.
On your real presidential. So speaking of that, what motivated you to take on the role as president?
Get somebody else to do it. Hey, listen, it's volunteer work.
Yeah.
But it's work, you know. It's a job to organize, to try to meet people's needs, meet them where they are.
Yeah.
Organizing this event that's coming up, it's a job. So it's a job on top of the real job, the actual the job that you're getting paid for. This is not a paid. Nobody on the board gets paid.
Okay.
So this is a volunteer work, and it's work, you know, work to follow up, work to try to meet the needs, work to reach out to the communities, work to make connections. It's a reciprocation.
Yeah.
You know, you come to my event, I go to yours. You have to follow up on events. You have to connect. You have to meet. You have to put a smiling face on. Beg people for money. You know, things like that.
All the things presidents do.
All the things. But this one, I didn't pay by nobody's taxes. Okay. So, yes, but what moves me forward is because we need this now more than ever.
Yeah.
You know, people need an outlet.
Mm.
They need a support system.
Yes.
You know, for those who are in spaces where there is not a cultural exchange.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Now, speaking of, you know, that, what are some of the challenges that you feel like Black educators and students face today that your organization works to address?
So just what I said, places where they feel stuck when there is no cultural outlet, so far as educators, no one to, hey girl, hey, I like your hair, you know, and you like, you know what a hey girl, girl, you know what, you know, just having that exchange, meeting with like-minded people on a sense of, how you think and how you react to certain things without being judged. You know, I'm the angry Black woman, things like that nature.
Or the only person in the building, so that anytime there's a kid that looks like you, everybody sends them to you.
Exactly.
Yes, I bet that's one of the ones that happens
that
with your
too.
With your,
you know, and because we code switch so much as a must, especially in the system that we are in, people get used to it and expect it. Mm-hmm. But then sometimes you don't want to. You want to be around like-minded individuals.
Yeah, yeah.
So on an educator perspective, I think that's what we do our best to provide. For our students, it has been an HBCU focus.
Okay.
Where we have provided trips to college fairs, partnering with Toledo Tomorrow. So we can provide some sort of funding so they can go on their trips without, and if they might need a lunch or they might need help on busing and things like that. And you can go and make sure that that's being done. We just took our students to Detroit.
Okay.
For the Black College Expo. Took about 14, 40 signed up, but you know, some got sick, there's homecoming, etc.
Yeah.
But it's better than nothing. Some of those students walked away with about 5 scholarships in hand.
That's what's up.
You know, even if they don't use them, it's a great start to start off the year.
Yeah.
Letting them know the opportunities that they had. Mm-hmm. Some of the students were previous students that came from my school in 8th grade.
Oh, wow.
So I was able to reconnect with them and see them on their journey. Like, I'm about to graduate. I'm like, cool. Here's your next step.
Yeah.
You know, here's a small piece to make sure that you continue and push through and succeed.
Because even if you touch one, it's worth it.
Absolutely.
So when you say you're a student, so you're the alliances for the Black educators, where are the students? Is it like, do you have like student run groups or where are the students coming from?
So these are high school students within the community.
Okay.
So we put out, we have put out the flyers and the information to those in the community. So we connected with Toledo Tomorrow. Toledo Tomorrow has a connection to all the high school counselors in the community. So therefore that flyer was pushed out. We push it out through Facebook. We push it out through whoever else has a mean, and it's just word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And so we always put our items on there. So, and there has been students, for example, that go to another private school where they're not promoting an HBCU college.
Yeah.
So then that, you know, there's assistance there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a group that's very similar. That's in Cleveland. It's called the Cleveland HBCU Alumni Association, and they do so many of the same things that you guys are doing.
Right.
And I remember when I had my impact program, we would always go to the college fair in Cleveland and just seeing like how involved like that group was with the students in the Cleveland area. I always was like, man, I wish we had that like in Toledo. You know what I'm saying? Because it's so important for our kids to know there are college opportunities out there that look, you know, and represent us. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A lot of kids don't know about HBCUs and things like that. I mean, I went to Maumee High School, so they definitely was not talking about HBCUs out there.
Right.
They was like DG, UT, and I was just like, sure. And then I saw BET. I was like, wait a minute.
You're like,
I could go to a school that has a little bit of seasoning on it.
Right.
But to me, I wish that we would have had a group similar like that because I mean, I wasn't the only Black kid that was there. It was a lot of Black kids there that didn't know about HBCUs and stuff. So to me, it's so important to have organizations such as that to be involved and say, like, hey, you can go to Central State and Wilberforce and things like that.
Right.
Shout out to Wilberforce. They were just in Glorilla's new music video that dropped today.
Okay.
Yes, Wilberforce, their band.
That's what's
their new music video. So shout out to Big Glow and Wilberforce. Yes.
Right up the street.
And just to touch back, like you said, a lot of schools aren't pushing it, but you have parents and, you know, in homes that are teaching their kids about college and the possibilities of it and how to obtain scholarships and things like that. So that's a good that you guys are stepping up and helping with that.
Yes, we're trying. Yes. And we need more people involved in trying to continue to push the initiative again. It's the organizing is double work, you know, and trying to make sure. But, you know, you can get overwhelmed. But we're trying to stay the course. The work must be done over the summer.
Absolutely.
And I strongly encourage anybody who wants to volunteer in the community who is willing to, because our I forgot her name, our Trevor Blackson, others, you know, it's time for them to retire. It's like the family reunion, you know, it's time for the cousins to step up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The aunties and uncles, they tired.
You know what's crazy? I literally was just having a conversation with somebody yesterday and I said, I am at that age where like now, like I'm the unk and I have to do like grown people stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to be unk.
Like you have to like host like a Thanksgiving or make a big dish now.
Absolutely.
Like
you can't just walk in with those pictures.
You can't just walk in with the off-brand sprites.
Right?
Yep. Yeah.
Organize it, all those things. And that's that's when it's like, "Woo, y'all did this on top of this."
Yeah,
like y'all don't tag.
Listen,
you know,
I don't think I'm not at that age quite yet where I'm like, I have my specialty dish. Like, I mean, I know I can make some good baked beans, but y'all like people when you're like the unk, yeah. baby, they can like barbecue you really good or something. I'm like, can I just be the unk that like DJ or makes good drinks? Like, that's it.
Nope. Yeah.
No, but apparently I have to learn how to make dressing.
Yeah, you gotta do something. Just find something and be really good at it.
Yeah, but I told you, I'm really good at making baked beans.
Like, so that's your dish.
Yeah, but that's like a summertime thing. You need like that one. Like, like my brother is really good at making lasagna. And I'm like, man, he's like, it's so easy. I'm like, you say it's easy because you've been making it for 20 years.
That's what you just got to commit. Find that dish and commit to it.
Everybody loves my chicken Alfredo, Rotel, chili.
Chicken Alfredo, right?
Like all of the above.
So. And dressing.
Yeah. Well, I promise I won't be that one person that experiments on a holiday. So I'm going to do my experiment at home. And then we'll do like a soft launch.
You just, but you got to make it all the time. We'll like, taste it's got to be what you do.
Yeah, taste test.
Yeah, like, we'll taste it.
And let me know.
Okay? We'll be honest.
Yes, I know y'all will. Oh, I
will. Yes. We're going to get a to-go plate.
Yeah.
He's not going to eat in front of anybody.
He's not.
Never. Yes, he's not. All right, well, let's talk about the big event. So what inspired the Jingle Mix and Mingle Sneaker Edition?
Yes. So when we relaunch, we always said, like, hey, let's have a Christmas party. Mm. You know, we're going to do it the way we would like to. When we started our Christmas party, we started at the 300 Club when it was up and running.
Okay.
We would have a band and things like that. It would be small, but we wanted to continue to pour in and pour into Miss Cook and her business. Yeah. So unfortunately, you know, they closed down. So we just wanted to continue to keep it going over COVID. We didn't, of course, we didn't gather, but it was just a safe space. Again, let's celebrate the holidays. Let's push through these last couple of weeks. And then it turned into a scholarship fundraiser again. We are very busy. So streamlining our resources. So we're promoting the organization. We're raising funds for our scholarship. And then we're also letting people know what TAPSE is about. And we want to make sure that you have a good time. Let your hair down for a little bit. You know, come kicking with us. Turn up a little bit. You know, educator style. It's not going to be too, you know, it's not going to be ratchet.
Yeah.
It's not going to be too stuffy.
We all want jobs at the end.
Yes, we all want jobs.
You can do all that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Did you see such and such from such and such school? Like,
they were talking about take me through there.
Right.
So speaking of the event, where is this event being held and where can people get tickets?
So it's being held at the Summit at 6 o'clock. Tickets are online at the Toledo Alliance of Black School Educators.
Okay.
It is, you just use the square link, click on the event, you use the square link. Tickets are $35, but it's a $2 fee because of the square. We need all our coins, child.
That's a steal. $35?
Yeah.
Listen, they used to be $25.
They can pay their $37. That's a steal.
Yes. To yesterday's price is not today's price. You know, we are providing a meal. We moved our space because I think we've outgrown the other space that we were at.
Okay.
We got DJ Lou. Montrese Terry is going to help us host.
Oh man, y'all really about to turn.
You know, right. So it's a good time.
What's for dinner?
So we will have green beans, chicken, potatoes, pasta salad. Yes.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Sound
like we
got. And that's for $37.50 or whatever the fee is. That's a good DJ. You get food.
Yeah.
You get to help scholars.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the experience.
Yeah. And the experience.
Absolutely. And you just have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all of our proceeds from our auction, we have a silent auction. So it's your chance to come and get a Christmas gift. For example, we have a Delta gift card, $100 gift card. So, but it's a silent auction. So it's really $100, but the bidding starts lower than that.
Listen, I'm a sucker for silent auctions. There was one time, this is actually a true story. There was one time that I may have had a few ginger ales, just saying. And I decided I wanted to win this. And so I, toward the end of the night, right before it ended, I took the paper and I sat on it so nobody else could bid.
Wow.
I won't do that. But I will say I learned my lesson. So I went to different auctions since. And I bid fair and square. I got some great deals.
Yes.
I mean, absolutely. You can't run. I got my daughter, one of the ones I went to had driving school and she was about to drive. So I got it for $100 less.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I mean, I got to pay the money anyway, so I might as well get a deal.
I never thought about that.
It's a good one.
Next time.
I am like the queen of silent auctions.
Yeah.
And then I come home with stuff I don't need.
I'm wearing my Effortless hat. So,
like it.
Effortless Apparel has donated some items. Ooh, so we'll be auctioning.
Shout out to them.
I know, yes. Right? Couple of other Black-owned businesses.
Okay.
You know, we're practicing collective responsibility,
yes.
You know, collective work, making sure that we keep our systems, you know, functioning within. So Solely Essentials Wellness.
Okay.
She's providing a yoga, a stretch session. I'm sure which many of us would need.
Those are so good too. Yeah. Like the yoga plus the stretch is one of the most amazing things I've ever done.
And after y'all turn up,
muscle last week.
Y'all gonna need it before you turn up and after you turn up.
You hear me? You hear me? Because that 40 hit different.
You're pre 40, but when that 40 hit, you need that stretch.
Yeah.
Now, being at a sneaker edition, what's gonna be your go to sneaker for this sneaker event?
I got some Dunks. Okay. Or no, they're not Dunks. They're Jordans.
Okay.
Yeah.
What color?
Red, black, and white.
Ooh,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, I bought them a couple. I think before I had this idea of the sneaker dish, or before we talked about it, but I was like, oh, yes. That's it right
there. So we're doing sneakers.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
A lot of people are like, what is this? Like, what are we doing? Sneaker box. So what do I wear? I got more phone calls about what to wear than anything.
Wow.
You know, so, you know, we come holiday festive. Some people come in. We're not going to turn anybody away.
Yeah.
We just want you to come. We don't want you coming in jeans, you know. It's a holiday
party. Put some clothes on.
Yeah.
Don't smell like house.
Do not come smell like house.
Right.
No.
Sneakers, some nice clothes on.
Guess
holiday.
What? If you get out the house, you won't smell like house.
That part. Just we not looking for no floor length dresses or
no Versace on the floor.
No, you don't have to do all that.
But if they did, it would be okay too.
Yeah.
Then take that money and go spend it at the auction.
Absolutely. So yeah, just come holiday festive with your best sneakers. You know, come and kick it. It's cold outside. I don't want to be in heels, so I figure other people didn't want to be in heels.
Yeah.
You want to be comfortable in heels.
Yeah. And with this weather and stuff outside, it's ice outside, like you gotta have some good grip on the wheels.
Right.
can't go wrong with that. You know what though? But that's like, it's winter time and like sneakers are so cute. Like the nice outfit with the sneakers.
Yeah.
I think it's cuter than heels.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, this winter's already kicking my butt.
Yeah.
Everybody's.
Yeah. So how can people get involved with TAPSI beyond attending events?
So you can follow us on Facebook.
Okay.
The Toledo Alliance of Black School Educators.
Okay.
Look for our events, workshops, HBCU college fairs if they come up. I'm not sure if we'll do another event, but you know, some things or opportunities come up where we can partner with other people. We have our general meetings. If you would like to join a committee, particularly the holiday committee, because that is our biggest event of the year, and we need more people.
Yes.
Okay. You know, so we'll be looking for our event space next year.
Okay.
Join that. We have HBCU committee, our scholarship committee. It's a lot of committees to join. Our youth department. Black Men Lead, you know, or Men of TAPSI committee, trying to host a session with just the men and trying to promote males and minority males in education.
Yes.
So that's another way to get involved. Absolutely. So just hit us up. They can hit me up, you know, and message us, and we can put you on the mailing list. So you can receive the newsletters and other information.
What are some of the things that you guys do to promote having more Black males and Black females in education? Because I know that is a huge need.
Right.
Beyond huge need.
So we just had a nice session. We were at Toledo Wine Shares.
Okay.
And so it was an exclusive event. And we just basically had a brain dump.
Yeah.
So first trying to get those who are already there involved.
Yes.
Yeah. And then those who are passionate about what they do and then pull them in. So we're trying to do an event at least once a year.
Okay.
So far as the males and education. For the women, we do the same. During Women's History Month, last year we had an event for women. We will have the same this year.
Okay.
And for the male event, that should be coming up. have to reorganize and restructure with some of our males as well. Craig is one of the males that was invited. And he said he would assist us. We also
that sounds very
man. That's what Craig said. And Craig is great too. He's come to the building a couple of times for career day and things like that. And Craig is good. He you don't want to be a teacher. I lost my train of thought. That's that 40. But
you were telling us about how you're recruiting more educators.
Okay, yes. And so we also talked about visiting the universities and connecting with those in education on those our UTBG campuses.
Yeah.
Letting them know that we exist.
Yes.
Letting them know about our conferences. I've been a big advocate of that with on the alliance that I sit on. Mm-hmm. I'm also on the board of our state alliance. We have a upcoming conference in Columbus. Okay. So that's not in, the various cities that the national is right up the street. It's 2 hours away.
Yeah.
So I am encouraging the universities to come out as well.
Yeah.
Those students graduating from college with their educator degree, administration, however.
Yes.
Come on back to Toledo.
Yeah.
Come back to Toledo and the surrounding area to try to, give back to our students. There's some students, one of the students that I connected with, I think that student is going to BG to be a math teacher.
Ooh.
We need to find him. Snatch him up. Like, come on.
Yes.
Come on back.
Stay here or come back.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And the comfort or the pride that you will feel coming back to the education system that you once were a part of.
Yeah.
I think we need to continue to connect with our youth.
Yes.
And we will have to continue to be consistent in making being intentional about connecting with those in the community, male or female, but especially our males,
making it
lively. Like, it's not so bad, but you just really, you have to have a passion for this.
You do.
Yes, it is not one of them jobs.
No,
you just collect a check.
Yeah. No.
So, and then the thing is too, we need more young educators. Said, we getting old. So
why are you pointing to yourself?
Because I am. Like,
you're not as old as you portray.
Like Santa Claus.
Let me tell y'all, I love my babies, man, and I love the fact I'm still in education, but I'm like, I gotta be in the know of everything.
You
this
do.
Is exhausting. Yeah. Like, when I first started, it was like, okay, just keep your ears to the streets.
Because you were still young and hip back then.
Yeah, but now I'm like, damn, now I gotta download this app, and I gotta get on TikTok, now I gotta the whole 6-7 thing. I had to really investigate.
I did too.
And I was just like,
what are they saying?
Yeah, what are they saying? And then how can I incorporate this in my classroom so they stop seeing it? Yeah. So it's just like, I'd rather just the young people. Just come on back. Because y'all know about it already.
Right.
Yeah. And then you can tell all the old people, like Big T over here. Yeah. Not me, but Big T, what everything's. I think the university part is really important and key to get, because it is, even when they go out to their student teaching, you're already feeling that isolation where you're going into schools where there's not a lot of people that you can relate to and connect to. So just being with those university students, I think, is huge.
Absolutely.
So they know that there's going to be support out there. So they want to stay in education.
Right. Yeah.
And that's really the biggest thing, is go into education, stay in education, not just get your degree and be like, I'm going somewhere else because I don't feel supported.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And that is, I think that's not just the issue in education, is, beyond that. We have a lot of long-term subs, and it's been a couple that I've come in contact with, and it's like, well, how serious are you?
Yeah.
How far do you have to go? They have this education track.
Yeah.
I can help you on your practice test, because those are the barriers that they be like, especially when you got kids and different, I'll just do this long-term sub thing and I'm cool.
Yeah.
But there are long-term subs out there that are really good.
And if you can long-term sub and be good at what you do, bless your soul.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that sub job is no joke.
Especially to get bounced around.
Or being like the building sub, where you're literally everybody's sub, no matter, every day is a different day.
I hated it. I had a bag of candy with me.
Yep. Oh, you do. I got my Jolly Rancher. Sit down. One of you sit and work for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's when kids take advantage.
So now every day they're like, you got some candy? No, well, I'm not being good today. I should have to give you a Scooby snack. be good.
Like, but yeah. You do now, though.
Yeah, yeah. You do. Yep. Yep, you do.
And what am I going to get from this? The pleasure of learning.
A high five.
And growing.
Yes. All right. So on the show, we play a game called This or That. And Miss Amy has a set of questions she's going to ask you. And you got to decide if we're going to give it this or if we're going to give it that.
And they're all education related.
Too? I did. I'm the holiday edition.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'll do some educator ones. You can do some holiday ones.
Let's do it.
There we go.
All right. So coffee or tea during morning duty?
Coffee.
Yeah. How many coffees?
It's one. And I might not make it through the whole thing, but I need it to wake up. I just, especially during this one.
Same.
Yeah.
I need to wake up.
I had a kid look at me today. He goes, "You didn't have your coffee yet." And I was like, "Sit down." And
why are you on my bed?
And I was like, and I didn't. So just sit down until I do. Recess or lunch duty?
Lunch duty.
Okay. Why would you pick lunch duty over recess duty?
I sing with the kids. We play games. I play Simon Says. Child, I'm the queen of Simon Says. Like,
okay.
Simon Says, hands up. Simon Says, da-da-da.
Simon Says,
da-da-da.
Says, sit down and eat your food. Don't talk.
I love me a good lunch duty. That's when you go on the tea.
Yes.
Give me all that tea.
Yeah.
So would you rather have one working copier or unlimited Expo markers?
A copier.
Oh my gosh.
A copier. Yeah, Expo markers, whatever.
You're like, but I need that copier. We have had a broken copier in my office. I've had no toner for 2 weeks.
Oh no!
I've had to walk all over the building
to make copies.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Early dismissal or late start?
Early dismissal.
Okay.
Yes.
And you are kind of later in the day, right? Like your school starts a little bit later.
Yeah, some schools start at 7:30. Our schools start at we start 8:30. Some start at 7:45, and then you can hear them on the walking. Bus riders at 2:30. You still in school?
Oh my! Uh-huh. Why am I still here? That's so funny.
I could be leaving.
With the soaps.
Watching Victor Newman on Young and the Restless.
Right. I feel like I would rather have a late start just because I need my sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
But I have to be at work at like 7, so it's...
Oh, okay.
By the time you're there, I'm already a quarter of my way through.
I'm just rolling out the bed.
And I've already handled 17 crises. Oh, okay. A class full of chatterboxes or a class that won't talk at all?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Won't talk at all.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. I've been traumatized.
Not talking. I love a good class that's quiet, but then sometimes when they're too quiet, it's like, okay, shake it up.
Yes.
You know, shake the room up.
Yeah.
I feel like as a school counselor, I would prefer the chatterboxes because I get to be like grandma or aunt. I get to go in and be like your auntie. Hey, let me give you some candy. Let's do a fun lesson.
Yeah.
And I need you to talk and participate. But when I was a teacher, give me the silent class.
Yeah.
All day long.
Yeah, I guess I'm thinking in the realm of a teacher, you know, because I was a former kindergarten teacher.
Oh, bless
you. Everybody's like, oh my God,
kindergarten,
you know.
Bless you.
Yeah.
You're an angel set for heaven above. There is no way.
Yeah, snotty noses and tie my shoes.
Oh, no, thank you.
No. And they cry.
Yeah.
And then everybody tells you they're crying. You're like, why are you telling this? I can see that she's crying.
They can be so cute.
A parent who emails too much or a parent who never emails?
Child, I'll just call you. Stop emailing.
You're right. See, I'm the opposite. Please email me, even if it's just to say to call me. So staff meetings in the morning or at the end of the day?
In the morning. Get it out the way.
I wish we could.
Yeah.
That whole stay after for 30 minutes so we can talk about things you could have emailed.
Drain from the kids and you want me to think some more about how to help
data.
Oh my lord. You just triggered my phone.
I know, I'm so sorry. I thought you were about to punch me. Are you okay? I thought I was about to get hit.
Ground.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm so glad that at my current employer we don't do staff meetings. We do them all at PD. So whatever we need to talk about, we talk about PD.
Nice.
So
yeah.
The school before that, we had every other Tuesday. We had a staff meeting. And they called them data digs. And I was like, and it was from 3:45 until 5. And I was like, are you serious?
You know, somebody came up with that. They're like, we're going to do it like a dinosaur dig.
And they would be like, and this is what I would hate. They would do stuff like, All right, does anybody have any good news? Come on, we ain't got time for that. Like, let's get to the point. Like,
give me the data.
Icebreaker stuff.
Give me my shovel.
Oh, we don't got time for that.
Back to me with the icebreaker.
And nobody wants...
Come on, guys.
It's fine in the morning, but after school, no.
It's a school counselor in us. I know.
Come on, guys.
Let's bond.
If it was in the morning, I would be fine with it. It's the after school thing when the I'm like, I've already had enough fun with humans today.
Yeah.
All right, I got a couple more, and then we'll go on to the holiday one for Shay. So a student who always asks, are we doing anything today? Or the student who always asks, what's my grade?
I don't mind telling them their grade.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's pull that up. I'll do that all the time.
So
yeah.
How about this? What can I do to bring my grade up?
That one.
There you go. That one.
Come to school.
Right.
Quiet.
I don't know. Do your homework.
And do your work.
I don't know. All right, let's see. Glitter projects or slime projects?
Ooh. Glitter.
Mm-mm.
I'll take the glitter.
Really?
I don't like this slime.
I don't know. You know, I feel like that is a tough one.
Yeah,
that's
give me the slime because that glitter get everywhere, and then you never really get it. Never
you
gets
don't,
up. Yeah.
The slime got in my carpet. I thought it would be nice, and it doesn't come
out. Oh, it doesn't come out. You're right.
It doesn't come out. The glitter. I don't know. I'd rather take
this because it just back me.
Yeah.
So a last one. Last minute schedule change or a surprise fire drill?
It depends. During testing and that last minute schedule change, you're like, ooh, why isn't there a schedule? Ooh, like I forgot. Oh, mm-hmm. So I'll take the fire drill.
Okay.
That's an unworn break.
Yes. Except for when nobody knows it's coming and you're like, did somebody actually pull this? Yes. Or is there an actual fire?
Right. Yeah. That part.
We just had it wasn't a fire drill, it was like unplanned. A boy was in gym and was shooting a basketball, and the basketball hit the fire alarm.
Okay.
And we all like went outside. We were like, we have a fire drill today?
Yeah.
And I was so upset during my planning period.
Well, and when they do those, for us, like the fire department has to come and clear the building when it's a surprise, like if someone pulls it or if it's a surprise one. So like on the one we plan, they don't. But if it's a surprise, they still have to clear the building.
Yeah. Right. That actually happened in my building, and both my principal and I were walking. I'm like, did you do this? She's like, no. I'm like, uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
So we both had to run around, and I found it was actual smoke in one of the rooms coming from the lights. So it was real.
Like, somebody trying to set that building up.
But they didn't tell us. Like, wait a minute. You ain't tell nobody.
They just evacuated
and pulled the alarm, but didn't tell.
Probably should have said something.
Yeah, we had
a teacher burn popcorn in one of, there was like an upstairs microwave, like a closet that like all the teachers used to use.
Burned the popcorn,
set the whole fire alarm off, and it smelled like something was completely on fire.
Right.
She was super embarrassed.
Yeah.
Which I felt bad for her.
All right, Michelle, what you got?
All right, so eggnog or hot chocolate?
Hot chocolate.
Okay.
I make cocoa bombs. So.
Ooh, I love that. Cocoa bombs. They're so good.
What's a cocoa bomb?
So a cocoa bomb is a hard shell chocolate mold. And then I put the cocoa in there. I use Ghirardelli.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The good stuff.
Yeah, the good stuff. Put the marshmallows in there. So it's a must that you use milk for me.
Yes, me too. Yes.
So you put in the mug and you pour warm milk over it, and it just opens up into this chocolate goodness.
It's like a bath bomb for your milk.
Yeah. That's right.
It's so good though.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
All right. So white Christmas or tropical?
Tropical.
Okay.
For sure. I'm sick of sea.
All right. Already. It's been like a week.
All my life.
Right. Homemade or store bought?
Homemade.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, I got that from your last one. I'm like,
okay.
Do you make the hot chocolate bombs?
I do. That's part of my small business. Oh, yeah, cool. As well.
So, do you have like a Facebook for that?
Be Sweet Treats, LLC.
Can you order online?
Yes. Can't order online.
Yeah.
People just inbox me, their order.
Just real quick.
Be Sweet Treats, LLC. So I'll be raffling off a cocoa bomb set at the auction as well. Mm-hmm. Get cocoa bombs and some socks and a cute little cup. So yes,
is it all one word? Be Sweets.
It is Be Sweet.
B-E.
Yep, that's me.
Okay, B-E, cool. Like a bumblebee?
No, that's not me.
Just a B.
Let me follow.
B-E.
We don't like that one. B Sweet Treat.
Yeah,
is it plural?
B apostrophe S. Oh, but that's not her though.
Nope, that's not me. I'm sorry.
Which one? Yep, that's me right there.
Which one? The yellow?
At the video.
Here, it's a video.
Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yes.
I know.
Find me. Follow it. I want all bombs.
This is me.
Cocoa bombs.
Let me just say that out loud.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Now, okay.
Sorry.
No, excuse us while we handle these details.
Okay. We don't need the government coming for us talking about because you want.
I said hot chocolate. Okay, I just followed you.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that was
scary. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't show this to our viewers. Oops. Where's the thing?
Right there.
Look at how good those treats look.
You make those? Yeah. Yeah, I've been doing it for over
10
years.
Yeah,
weddings, baby showers.
So make sure y'all tap in. Be sweet treats.
And you know what comes after Christmas?
Valentine's
Day. Yeah, Valentine's Day.
You get a lot of orders for Valentine's Day?
You know, they come and go.
Yeah.
I think some people don't. They like, okay, I done took you on a trip.
You're not getting that sweet treat.
You're not getting no chocolate covered strawberries.
Yeah.
So, but it comes and goes. I think it depends on everybody. Everybody is doing some type of chocolate covered strawberry.
Yeah.
That's not me.
Oh, see.
That's all I'm
not
a
bee.
I'll share it with you. I got it.
Yeah, just send it to me.
Yeah, and they probably don't want Valentine's Day, but they probably got to see if they're going to make it past Valentine's Day first. We can make it past this one. Then the next one, you can get some bee sweet treats.
You get the sweet treats.
The first one, you get the store bought stuff. The next one, you get bee sweet treats.
So like Sam's Club and Costco and all them, they but they don't look as pretty as mine.
Yeah.
No, these are gorgeous.
Yeah.
I can't take my forget this podcast. I'm about to be certain.
Girl, I've known you all these years, and I didn't know you did this.
Oh, really?
No, we were just ashes walking hallways. Oh my god,
there's like 4th of July. There's a Tiffany. I saw the Tiffany themed wedding.
Ooh. Yep, that was a wedding.
And you have a little cart that you put them on.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yep.
And this is so reasonably priced too.
Yeah, people don't think that. Unfortunately, I
what?
That's friends. Me.
Found it.
That's
me. You get one dozen each, $220. 5 items. That's amazing.
Yeah, so
plus the table set up. Girl, I would give you all my money.
I know. This is
set up the table and do them treats.
Right. And a lot of people do want it. I mean, and it's for, especially during price adjustments, those extra little things where you're like, I'll just get a cake.
Don't need you to bring the table. Yeah. We got our own table.
But it's just a waiver. I have some like, what can I get for this? Well, it's just going to be a drizzle and a dip.
You don't get the whole thing.
Right, yeah, I mean.
At least you're gonna get mad.
you want numbers and flowers and this and that. You want the glitz and the glam. I want it to
look
like the baby. It takes me like after work to on a Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, they got it.
Yeah.
These are so cute. These are the hot chocolate bombs.
Oh, wow.
So that's what it looks like. So it's like
what's the prep time look like for your treats?
So it depends, like for that wedding, that the Tiffany wedding, I'm working like a couple of days in advance.
Okay.
Yeah. So packing, because they're confectionery treats, so they last for a little bit. So cake pops, I probably prep because I gotta bake the cake. Mix the cake.
Yeah.
Mix the
cake pops are a pain.
They are. They're tough, So it can take me about hour just to roll the cake pops. Now we're not talking about decorating though. You gotta mix a custom color together. You have to buy the nice custom color. You gotta buy the good chocolate. I refuse to use anything else but the quality chocolate. So but yep, mixing and cake and prepping, and I can take about 2 days. There's days out and go to sleep 2:00 in the morning, gotta wake up, go to work. Deliver it after work.
Bless you.
So wow. I took a little break off of that. Like, child, you ain't stressing me for $50.
So are these, how much are the cocoa bombs now? Like, what's your prices?
So cocoa bombs are
I was looking at prices from 2021.
Yes.
That's so good.
And it said Cocoa Bomb Christmas Mug and Socks.
Yes. So it's a little gift box I have where I put it in a bag. I still have some Christmas mugs left over. I just bought them in bulk.
Yeah.
To continue to promote. Some of them were clear. They were so cute.
This is adorable. Yeah. Like that's such a $20 and you can get a mug. a little hot chocolate bomb and some socks.
Yeah,
and you get such the good
cute
chocolate.
Yeah, and the good chocolate. This is so cute. Yes, look. Yeah. This is what you guys want. Wait, hold on. Okay. You guys want this. And that's $4 for $25. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
Yeah, and some people wanted them individually wrapped for, you know, their gifts for people at work.
Yeah.
I've done that before. Like, oh, can I get 12? You know, I'll try. And then I'll wrap them for, you know.
So if I just, like, send you an inbox, you'll get me some hot chocolate.
Absolutely.
Okay. Love that.
Yep.
I love hot chocolate. It's, like, one of my favorite gifts to give people, too. Like, coworkers or people that I just, like, neighbors or something. You just, like, something little. You can just give them and Merry Christmas.
I've heard of them, but I've never had one, and I love hot chocolate. So
it was a fad for, like, two over COVID.
It was COVID.
It was big. I was shipping them to my family out of town and things like that, and then it died.
Because people wanted to be cozy during COVID.
We didn't have a choice but to be.
Right. So why not get a hot chocolate bomb?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, ask me questions. Sorry.
All right. She's holding up on us over here.
Yes. And we just walked right into that one. I love it. Mac and cheese or dressing?
Oh, dressing.
Okay.
I'm not even gonna lie.
Do you make your dressing?
I mastered it this go round with.
So you mastered the dressing. Yeah. So what did you put in it?
So my mama made the cornbread. Okay. Because I don't know what's wrong with me in the cornbread. I just can't. It's overcooked or undercooked or whatever. So my mom made the cornbread, dried it out over the day.
Okay.
Celery. My mama told me, don't you put green pepper because it makes it spoil.
It does?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So my grandmother used to, my grandma Minnie Phoenix, shout out to Minnie Phoenix, God rest her soul, the bomb. She would sell the dressing almost.
Okay.
She was the guru of the dressing. So don't put too much green pepper. Saute your onions and celery. Mm-hmm. Do that. I bake chicken.
Okay.
Of course, put the drippings of the chicken in there. Yep, shredded up the chicken thighs.
The juicy ones.
The juicy ones.
You gotta get the juicy chicken. Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
Yep, and you know, the sage and the celery. So and then you put a little of the stuffing mix, the box mix in it, of course. More of the cream of chicken. I don't like cream of mushroom.
I hate cream of mushroom.
Yeah. Cream of chicken, a little bit of slapping mama, adobo, sage, celery salt.
So I didn't put celery salt in mine. I'll have to try that.
Yeah. Celery salt. Yeah. And you got to taste it as you go. Yeah. But the key is not to overcook it.
Right? Yeah.
I hate dry dressing.
Because then it goes from dressing to stuffing.
Yeah.
It's all crumbly now.
Yeah.
I just like it to be nice and like, I don't know how to say the word. Nice and.
You can go ahead and say it.
No, I don't like it. Nice and moisturized on the inside.
Not crispy.
And then just have like, I do like a crisp top. So like, I'll broil it after I bake it. I will broil the top just to get the top crispy because it won't cook the inside. Yeah. So you have a nice moisturized inside.
Yeah, I don't need a crisp top on my.
I like a little crisp. Yeah. I like the crispy, but I could do like a little muffin tin of like the crispy. Like but some people don't like that.
Yeah.
You want a dressing pop?
I do. Can you make me some
dressing pops?
Put that on your menu.
Roll it up in balls.
Dried stuffing balls, like last time.
Yeah, that recipe is fire. That's how I make mine. Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why I said dressing is one of my favorite things to make. Okay. Yes, but with Thanksgiving, I couldn't make it, but come Christmas, I'm giving it to them.
Yeah.
You gotta have it.
Gonna put some seafood in the leftover. Yep, make seafood dressing.
I will eat that because I will die.
Yes.
But that's
you don't want
that.
But I would eat everything you said up until then. Okay. Well, let me see. You just can't be the little duck nuggets of shellfish.
Have the EpiPen on deck, huh?
Yeah,
for sure.
Hey, it'll be a wild Christmas. Let's go.
It's gonna have to be real bomb.
Yes.
For that
MVP. Yeah, the celery salt is a game changer. I started putting that in my gravy.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Christmas movie or Christmas music?
Oh.
That's a good one. Mm.
Dang. Because I was jamming on Alvin and the Chipmunks.
I love that.
When I was making my cocoa bombs last season. I mean, when it was all I want is a hula hoop. You know, but I love a good Christmas movie too, after it's all said and done, especially on break. when everybody's gone, you in your PJs.
Mm-hmm. And it's like cold out. You don't want to go anywhere.
I feel like it's not Christmas. Well, besides Mariah Carey, but it's not Christmas if you do not play The Temptations.
Oh, yeah.
You got to play The Temptations Christmas. Yeah. Because otherwise, it ain't Christmas.
The Motown Christmas playlist that we put in my office is really good.
Or like the TLC Slay
Ride. Yes, I was about to say.
Boys to Men, Let It Snow.
Yes.
That's one of my favorite ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then, see me, but I did not love a good Christmas movie too, because A Christmas Story, when that is on for 24 hours, that phone is on Do Not Disturb for the whole day.
Really?
You'll shoot your eye out.
See, my favorite Christmas song is by Run DMC, Christmas and Harlem Queen. Oh my God, that's my favorite. My favorite Christmas movie is, it would be This Christmas and Miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah, that's Christmas.
And Home Alone.
Mine's Elf and Home Alone.
I love This Christmas. That's one of my favorites.
So that was one of them. It was Elf or Home Alone. But which one would you pick first?
Elf.
Okay.
It's hard because Home Alone's nostalgic.
Yeah.
At my house, we watch Elf every with the kids. Every Christmas Eve after church, we come home, put our pajamas on, watch Elf. But leading up to that, we watched the Home Alone, like, what is it? 1, 2, 3 was on the side, right?
There's 6 of them, actually.
Okay, but like, I'm not talking about the non-Macaulay Culkin ones. I'm talking about like the...
What, Macaulay Culkin?
Was it 1, 2, and 3? Or was it just 1, 2?
We just rotate 1 and 2.
All so up and leading up to Christmas, like...
What part 3 was cool, but...
Was he in
it? No, he was not. But it was cool. It was as a kid, I enjoyed it, but...
But yeah, there's a total of 6 of them. And I only know this because we were doing a writing project, and one of the kids is like... Home Alone is like one of my favorite movies. The kids like, which one? I was like, there's only 2. And they were like, no, it's not. And we Googled it. And the recent one that came out like a couple of years ago is called Home Sweet Home. And it's on Disney Plus. So it's called,
it's not Home Alone, it's Home Sweet Home.
Well, it's a remake of the original, but just like, with, instead of the burglars being men, this one is a man and a woman, like a husband and wife.
Oh, they had to have equal rights.
Yeah.
You can't just have men burglars.
We are in a woke community.
We are. Men aren't the only ones that rob things.
Yes, women too.
Women rob things too.
Just make sure you don't go back and get your cell phone.
Right. You will be a big tease jackass.
Yeah, hello.
All right, ice skating or horse and carriage ride?
Oh, he did.
You don't have to ride the horse. You can sit in the
I'm in the back with
all I can imagine is being cold, but I'll take a horse and carriage ride. I've been ice skating once. Ankles was on fire.
Yeah.
And I can't afford to fall down. I'm past.
We're at that age where like you can never
ride. Clearly, for sure.
Yes, like, I feel you on that.
All right, last 2. Ugly sweater or pajamas?
Pajamas.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, wrapping gifts or gift bags?
Wrapping gifts.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Gift bags for me, because all that paper all on my floor. We wasted all that money just for you to rip it off. Give me that bag.
I like wrapping gifts because I like to see how pretty they come out.
I don't name put names on my gifts. I don't found stickers and they're personalized.
Oh, I like that. I want some of those.
I think they're sweet. I didn't take a picture. It's just for me.
I like it.
They don't care.
No, I didn't say that. Some people, do you like different wrapping gear for different people? Like they get their
I
own?
I don't put labels on them. I just stick with one wrapping paper for each kid. Yeah. Like, all those are yours. So. Yeah. And if it's a family gift, I'll just take a piece from each of them and just wrap
it. That's cool.
So they'll know.
Yeah.
I like to do like a family game or something we can all play, like especially Christmas Day. Unwrap Monopoly. Let's spend 6 hours playing one game.
I've been having to give a couple. I just at Target they just had a good deal. I'm sorry, a store. I'm not saying that. There was a store that has a red bullseye that actually had a good Black Friday deal where it's like if you bought 2, you got a game free. So I did get. Yeah. A couple.
Well, you're going to know you'll get this from me because it's coming in the bag. Gift bag. Boop. There you go. We ain't got time for the episode.
If it's for me, you don't even get a bag. Like for your birthday. I'm just like, here.
You're like, here. I was like, yeah, my mom just chewed me out for my friend Kiara, she had a housewarming party. Mm-hmm. And I had a gift bag in it. And she was like, where is the paper. And I was like, girl, she was like, go into my office and go get that paper. Cause I just stuck it in the bag and was like, boom.
You're about to be grounded.
Yeah, she
was. Oh, you didn't put no tissue paper on top?
No, it was just like.
Yeah, oh. At least put the paper towels in there or something.
No. Or the grocery bag.
I did that. I will shove grocery bags or paper towels
and make it fit up.
Uh-huh. No, but I went and got that paper and put it in there. She was like, just give me the bag. And she like fluffed it up.
Yeah, you're going to present my stuff tonight.
Yes.
All right, there you go. I mean, at least I...
You just said gift and bag.
Gift and bag, here you go. And I stole that wine from my mom's house anyway, so...
Oh. Did she know that?
Yeah, I told her afterwards. And I stole the coupon bag, too. I was like, by the way...
You're like, I took it.
By the way, that passion fruit wine you weren't going to drink, I just used it as a household gift. And I took the bag with me. She was like, my coupon heart bag? I'm like, yeah. She was like, so now you're stealing.
The borrowing.
So, yeah.
Without the intent to get back.
Speaking of the Cooper, somebody stole I got gifted a big, not the regular size bottle of wine, a big, and somebody stole it out of my car.
Really?
I was so irritated. Probably not, but
I'd rather that than somebody bring it up.
I knew that's right.
Yeah. See if they left their cell phone in your car.
Listen. If I find it, I want my wine.
I mean, there's a big ass bottle of wine in the front seat of your car. It's tempting.
I was looking forward to it. It was a sweet red. Like, oh my goodness.
And the big one, too.
Yes.
Give Chevrolet back the wine, whoever took it.
Yes, give it back right now.
Or Connoisseur, just give me another.
That too. They could sponsor us.
Yeah.
We like wine.
All right. Do you have any more to that
question? That was it for me. Thank you for playing.
That was so painless. All right. Well, make sure y'all tap in with Chanel Phoenix, man. Yes. Go and buy tickets to the Jingle Mix and Mingle Sneaker Edition goes down tomorrow at the Summit starting at 6 p.m., right?
Absolutely.
From 6 p.m., tickets are $35 plus the $2, you know what I'm saying? But it's all towards a good cause.
That's such a good deal.
Yeah. It's an amazing deal because I've been to galas where you spend a whole lot more.
Right. Get some sneakers.
Yes. Get some sneakers.
Dress in jeans.
Not in jeans.
Okay. But you know how to be fancy.
Yes. Yeah. As the Kinsey's they say, put that ish on.
Oh, yep. Put it on.
Put it on.
Put it on.
Yes. Put it on. So before we get up out of here, we got to do some shout outs, of course. And so does anybody have anybody or anything they want to shout out this week?
I just want to say shout out to anybody who's having a hard time right now. I know it's Christmas.
Yeah.
Be kind to yourself. Love on yourself. And everybody else, be kind to others. You never know what anybody's going through. So that's my shout out there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
My shout out is to everybody who is just giving self grace. Yeah. You know, like you said, times are hard right now, but you don't have to be hard on yourself. You know, if you messed up today, you can always do better tomorrow.
Yeah.
But definitely give yourself grace. So shout out to everybody who's doing that. And shout out to everybody who's doing the work, man.
Yes.
We are living in a world right now where I don't know if up is up and down is down.
It's just like anybody knows.
We don't know what's going on. But shout out to people who are doing the work to try to be, you know, better within themselves and whatnot. So shout out to them. You got any shout outs, Amy?
Not in the shouting out kind of mood.
You thought it was an FYF today?
No, it's just been a rough week. It's been a rough month.
But shout out to everybody who's a survivor, pushing through, persevering. That's what I love. Yes. So
shout out to the fact that winter breaks in like a week and a half.
Yeah,
I'm gonna shout that out. That's my shout out.
Shout out to that snow day. What? I had a snow day the other day.
Yeah, you know what?
What?
Yeah, sorry.
We had a 2-hour delay.
It was
Which was okay.
My boss don't play about us.
Except for my kids
happy about that 2-hour delay because it was my day off, honey. Ooh.
I was not happy.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't sleep in because my kids did not get a 2-hour delay.
Yeah.
So I still had to get up, get them up.
They
didn't even have a delay.
Yeah, they're disrespectful. So,
that was very disrespectful.
Yeah. I rolled over and saw that school number popped up. I said, I don't know what that is. 6 o'clock in the morning. Good night.
Yep.
Nice.
Yes.
That was nice.
Yes, you got any shout outs?
Shout out to all those in education.
Yes.
Administration, school counselors, central, all those at the board. You know, keep your head up. Keep your head up. Keep your head up high. As you said, give yourself grace.
Yes.
Let's unite to see what we can do.
Yes.
You know, other outlets. Like, might need to get that other job. That LLC. That business that you wanted to start up. Let's get it. Okay.
No, for real.
It's that time. But in the meantime, you know, let's support each other.
Yeah.
give yourself grace so you can support somebody else in these trying times. And shout out to the kids who actually do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah. You don't do what you're supposed to do. We are not shouting you out.
Shout out to them too, you know, because, you know,
I guess it's a hard time.
You make us who we are.
Yes.
And shape us. So, but shout out to everybody trying.
Yes. Well, shout out to everybody that came out to celebrate Big T's birthday last week. Well, shout out to my podcast
crew. Yeah. Shout out to Big T for turning almost 40.
Can we do it again this weekend?
Did you get the party bus this weekend?
No, I did not. But I have been telling people, I said, I feel like personally, like, you have your birthday, you know, your weekend, but I feel like you have like that grace period where you can do like just one more week. Like the week later. Yeah. So I've been telling people all this week, like, it's my birthday. They'll say, for real. I'm like, yeah.
You get a birthday month.
You get
it's I mean, you're my silver now, but.
I mean, it's Sagittarius season, so.
So did you get the bus or not?
I did. Well, not this weekend, but I had a party bus last week.
Oh, last weekend. Okay.
That was fun.
Yes, my birthday was on Black Friday.
I did not want it to be so
Did it not feel like it went so fast?
Yeah.
I mean, I could go out for a night and be out for 3 hours and feel like it's like a day.
Yeah.
That, we were out for hours.
Yeah.
And it felt like it was 2 minutes.
Doing adult field trips are fun.
It felt like an adult field trip.
It was organized.
Next time we got to go later.
You had an organized adult field trip.
I did.
You're a good planner.
I was
earlier.
Let's take attendance, head count. All right, we good.
Yeah. I felt like I'm glad you took head counts because I feel like somebody was going to get left. Especially when we all started ordering food at that one place, and I was like, somebody's gonna get left because their food's not ready, our food's not ready, they're already on the bus.
My husband left and walked to the store. I said, oh Lord,
he's not leaving you.
I said, please don't get left.
Was it when everybody was waiting for the food at that place?
And shout out to my mama who came on the party bus.
She was so fun.
She was telling all her friends about on the phone the next day. She's like, girl, so I got on the bus like the queen was here. And they was like, yeah.
She was there.
Yeah, she was.
The queen T.
Yes, but I did tell her, I said, if I ever see you, and I hope she's watching right now, I'm going to tell you again. If I ever see you put that wine bottle to your lips like it's a 40 again, we're going to have a problem.
No, we're not.
Yes,
no, we're not.
That she can do it. You can do it.
Lit.
Hey, okay.
She was. She took that wine bottle. I said,
yes.
That is ghetto.
Oh, your it was not.
Her birthday, too.
No, right.
Without her, you wouldn't be here.
You can do whatever you want, and I will do it with you. We will wine bottle that together.
She was so fun.
We will come over and have a waiting to exhale wine.
Yes.
And we will drink it straight out of the bottle.
Straight out of the glass.
In front of me.
Yes.
But the thing was, though, it started with her drinking it from a glass, and then.
Well, you don't need the glass after you drink a couple.
Yeah, after that, she was just like, F it. Like, here we go.
I'm so happy.
Yeah.
She did.
And she had to get up here for a good time, not a long time.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm so happy she came.
She was trying to show you how it was done.
Mm-hmm. I guess. But, and also shout out to all of my Black adjacent friends who came through as well too, and went to all of the.
They were cool.
I call them the HBCU bars. So,
you're welcome. Okay.
Girl, you.
She said,
you're welcome.
You don't count. You're one of us. But no, okay. I know how it can feel.
Yeah.
You know, being not a person of color and going to, you know, the HBCU bars and leaving your PWI bar coming down here. You know what I'm saying? So, but. For me, like, and even when I was talking to them, they was like, dude, your bars are so much more fun than ours. And I was like, oh, I'm glad you had a good time. And it was at the Classic. That's where they had fun at. We went to the Classic.
Because there was dancing and food.
Mm-hmm. I have never seen so many Black adjacent people do the wobble and the Cupid shuffle in my life.
I was wobbling a little bit. Not on the dance floor because I was waiting for my food.
No, I was on the dance floor.
Yeah.
I almost got left being on the dance floor.
You definitely
they had to come get me. That's what I'm saying. I thought people were going to get left behind.
Yeah.
It was so scary.
They come over, leaving. Then we go by the door. Oh, we leaving in 20 minutes. Y'all interrupted
we thought we were leaving, but then I ordered food and then CL Styles ordered food.
Yeah, people started ordering food.
And that was the I had a culinary tour of these places. That's all I'm going to say. I ate so much food that night. I woke up and said, what in the world?
Yeah.
After Thanksgiving, too.
I still serve food.
Mm-hmm.
There was
food. Yeah, look at you.
Mm. I've been here in years. Well, so you hear me?
Now you got to
leave that behind me for a little while.
Yeah, it was dope. And for us, we didn't want to leave there because not just the food, but we was like, man, like, do we want to leave here and then we go downtown? We want
it was just a good vibe, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, West.
And West groceries can be like hit or miss. So I would be so upset if we go down there and it's like,
because you're having a good vibe.
So we were like, let's just,
I'm saying, running out of time.
Well, yeah, because the bus was done at 12 and we were at the Classic like till like 11
for like an hour and a half.
Yeah, it was there for a long time.
It was fun.
But we got back and we continued to do more things. And a lot of people, we went to Linux.
Do you remember?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
But it was just funny because people were texting and calling me like, dude, I remember nothing once we got back. And I was like, a time has happened.
Yeah.
I took home so many snacks. My grocery bag. Miss Tasha.
Yes.
She was like, "Oh, just get a couple back." I said, "You ain't gonna tell me." So popcorn was so good.
Wait, what popcorn? Did I have popcorn?
We had a box of snacks that were on the bus.
Oh yeah, that's where I brought some in.
Yeah,
and you took it.
Yeah, so when we got back on the bus.
I had my two bags of chips and a popcorn, and she's like,
"I just had some pretzels last night."
And you took my chips too.
No,
I totally took my chips.
I had the other lady.
Yeah,
she took your chips. I only had the popcorn, but
yeah,
it was too cool to go back.
And shout out to Tasha Mack, man. She held it down for us on that bus. She made sure the one thing she said, she's like, "Oh, you're turning up. Don't even worry about it. I'm gonna take care of everything." And I was like,
she did so good.
I was like, "You sure? Because girl, you turned up too." So I didn't know what was gonna happen.
We all turned up, but there were snacks.
Yeah.
So it was a great time. So shout out to everybody who came out. I had a good time, had fun. You know, being 37, that's a great way.
Oh my gosh, 37 years old.
Wow.
Man, I'm getting here.
I don't know how old you are, but you said you're over 40. Do you remember 37? right? I know. I feel the same way. Like, what?
Well, I remember being around that age. If I can turn back the hands of time, you know, it just seems to go so fast.
It goes fast.
Yeah.
But I feel like I've enjoyed my 40s. Honestly, I like my 40s better than I like my 30s.
Yeah. I just told,
except for everything hurts. Well,
but there's that part.
I didn't get as lit as I wanted to. I couldn't handle it. But it was some personal things going on. Yeah. So I was kind of like, I didn't want to get drunk and cry and be one of those people.
I would have hugged you.
No, I got the bad news right before the party.
I know. I would have hugged you.
Yeah. See, even on the party bus, and I'm even learning this now, like, getting lit is cool, but now I'm like, I don't want to be that lit.
No.
Because the next day
is horrible.
Yeah.
Like, you got shout out to them goodie bags with that liquid IV and the BC.
The BC powder.
Yeah,
shout out to Erica from Lenny's who put that together.
Yes.
I didn't get one. That came in clutch.
No.
Oh, okay.
I had like six.
I was standing there, but I didn't get one.
I need another one. I used mine the next morning.
I just need my first one.
I had to work. My husband's like, "Oh, I mixed the IV and the BC in the bottle. Go ahead and drink it."
He said, "I mixed the concoction."
He did with the bottled water. It was so good. Like, this is refreshing.
And the liquid IV was like, whoop. I was like,
see, I take that before I go to bed. So I'll do that with my chug my water with my liquid IV and then my 3 ibuprofen. And I wake up like I've never had a night out. Every single time.
Yeah.
I do 4.
You're showing your age.
I'm not trying to kill my liver. I'm not trying to kill my liver, but
yeah, I feel like with 37, because we family, I can tell y'all. So I just had therapy last week. And I told my therapist, I said, I feel like at 37, like, I'm really, like, becoming firm in who I am. Like, standing on business. Like, I know who I am, and I know what I'm going to allow and not allow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like at 36, 35, it was like, oh, let me know, be Switzerland and be all peaceful. But now it's like, I am standing on business.
Yeah, I thought I was there too. And then something else, your trauma came back.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it is that, and you probably are. So, you know, I guess maybe I speak for me, but some of those things still come back. So it is important to give yourself grace when it does come back. Like, I said I was standing on business. Yeah. Like, oh, I didn't stand.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a shift though. Like, I always tell my friends, like, when I turned 36 to 39, it was almost a shift. So, like, I was standing on business, but then everything else came back. So it was like I was shifting. I knew I was going a different direction, but then everything came back that I had to deal with. And then I would shift again. And then I turned. Basically, you're entering your I don't give an F era.
Yeah.
And that's why. It's like you're pre I don't give an F. And even if you feel like you don't right now, hit your 40s and you really won't.
Yeah.
Because all of that gets resolved, I feel like, when you get through
for the most part. And you're just tired.
You are tired.
You don't have time.
Yeah. No.
You just don't have time. Your focus is on something else.
Yes.
You got big person bills. Big person bills. Like, your bills were always, we were always adulting at 37.
Yes.
But when you're like, okay, now we're really thinking about retirement.
and life insurance and retirement. Like real stuff. Now I got to take care of like my parents. My kids are getting ready to go to college.
Your values are shifting.
And it's just certain stuff you don't have the patience to deal with. Like, I'm not about to do that. Yeah. No,
so you guys are about Rihanna giving up.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
I thought I was there, you figure it out yourself, I thought I was there at 36, 37 and then you hit your 40s and you're like, oh wait, I wasn't there, now I'm there.
And you just go even farther into it.
I'm just in that era too of like that whole back and forth, like if we fall out, all right.
If you can't respect my feelings and say, okay, I understand where you're coming from, then baby, we don't need to associate.
And let y'all be those personality differences and how we work out conflict appropriately. That should all be sorted out by now.
Yeah.
For sure. You know my day ones and those, you know my expectations.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Show up for me like I show up for you. You know, I've had my friends know, you know what I'm at. You must be mad at me. You already know.
Yeah.
So now, what we gonna do? How we gonna? Yeah. I can't move forward without.
Like, we don't need to talk about the fact that. Like, let's just move forward. Like, let's figure it out, work it out.
Absolutely, and we will work it out. Yeah. But we have to talk about.
You know,
we're not gonna ignore this and sweep it under.
And then just as you get older, you be like, I just want to focus on peace. Like, I've had all that back and forth and that riffraff. Like, I love just being at home and chilling.
Just having peace.
And so when you come into my life and disturb my peace, you have to go.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was just talking to my friend, Rita Armour, real estate professional. Hit her up. I can say that because she's like a sponsor of our show. But we were just literally talking about that today. We're both in our 40s and we were talking about how important we've learned it is to just be intentional. And we intentionally are putting people in your life way more than we ever did in our 30s. Like, in your 40s, like, you're intentionally in my life or you're intentionally not.
Yeah.
And I don't give enough. Like, that's just how it is.
Yeah.
And it makes things so much more solid because of the intention that you have.
Yeah.
Instead of just like, oh, I should probably like let this person come over. No. If you're in my life, it's an intention.
Yeah. And I'm just not in the mood for inconsistent energy.
It's the energy.
Yeah, like every time you come around, I gotta read you like, you're in the mood today, you're not in the mood. I mean, we as people, we have our days, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's like, dang, every time I'm around you, I like gotta be on eggshells, like, is she cool today? Is she
always something, people.
Yeah.
And don't bring my mood down just because you having a day. Like, we can talk about it, we can work it out together, or you can work it out in the corner. I don't care.
It's like, what's today? Today is Friday. It's like, let's turn up. And then for the next 6 days, you're like, I don't got time for that.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just have either be consistent or be inconsistent.
Right.
Consistent. Like, I just need you to pick a lane. Like, what you want to be doing? Either it's Uchi Wally Wally or it's one of my. Like, I need you to pick one. Right? Because I don't have time.
Yeah. And I guess in the times that we are in, like you said, people go through personal things and things. Yeah. And the reality is you're going to have to just don't pick up the phone. Like, or just be real. Like, I'm going through, so it's best that I stay at home.
Yeah. Or,
like, communicate that.
Yeah.
And if you need to be around somebody, I need to be around, like, hey, can you come be my person?
It happens. But don't have to go out. You need to know the difference.
Well,
don't come around, like you said, don't come around with that Debbie Downer attitude.
Because you, then you're influencing everybody around you.
Or you have secret animosity, and we could have addressed this before we got to that part.
That's about communication.
I've been in those situations where it's like you was around somebody and it's like, oh, they so fun and bubbly. And then like the next day it's like, hey, boy, like, where did this energy come from?
Right.
Where did this shift? But especially, I mean, like I said, it's one thing if you just going through something, but if this is all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time for that.
And that's where I'm at. There's always something.
Your Cheerios.
And then influencing everybody else. Like, it's okay to need somebody and need some talk and need some help. But please do. We're not saying this. We're having issues. Please do talk to somebody. You know, mental health matters.
Absolutely.
Get a hold of somebody. But we're just saying, like, if that's you, like you said, stay home.
Stay home.
Call your BFF. Call your person. Uh-huh. Say, hey, I need to talk about something. But don't go infect the rest of us with your always something.
And timing is everything, because we could talk about it in the car. But when we get in the club, baby, let's turn up. Let's act like we here to have a good time.
And if you can't turn up, don't come to the club.
Mm-hmm. That part.
Mm-hmm. And if you're not doing the work, don't come around me. Because I'm not saying come healed already, but because we're all doing our own healing. Mm-hmm. But if you just like, woe is me, I'm just
it's
like all the time. Like, so what are you going to do about this? Well, I love when people are doing the work. Like,
Absolutely.
I'm going to therapy or I'm praying or
What are you gonna do about it?
Yeah. Everybody want to keep hearing about the same situation over and over and over, and you putting yourself in that situation is like, okay, what are we gonna do to resolve it?
Especially
I'm only gonna listen to you complain for so long. Now what?
Before I want you to stay at home because you're killing my vibe.
Or you made 75 suggestions and then you're like, I can't because of this, or I can't because of that, or that's
looks like more exhausting. So it's just like, well, you figure it out. Let me know.
So, but yeah, but shout out to all the people who do work. So that's what we wanted to say.
That was a really long way to say.
Shout out to
Okay. So yeah, so Chanel, we appreciate you for stopping by here. I'm talking, man. We hope you
Thank you guys.
Make sure y'all tap in with her for the Jingle Mix and Mingle, and also Be Sweet Treats. Make sure y'all tap in with that.
Cocoa bombs.
Hopefully she starts with
chocolate covered Oreos or something.
Yes, chocolate cake pops, pretzels, strawberries. They hard to find.
Yeah, they are.
I just saw some the other day at Monette.
I love Monette. I love them. So, well, we will see y'all next time, y'all. When we come back, is we're gonna be getting ready for the holiday season.
We are holiday season show.
Yeah, holiday season show. Maybe we'll have Black Santa back on the show.
You think so? Is he gonna bring me a gift this time? Last time he didn't.
We'll have to ask him. Well, we didn't know him like that yet, but remember his sleigh got jacked.
It did get jacked.
He was in the hood.
Yeah, sleigh jacked.
He got sleigh jacked.
Sleigh jacked in the north end.
So maybe he has a new sleigh now.
I hope so. Otherwise, I don't know how he's going to get here.
I don't know either. Well, maybe he'll just like cash up with somebody or something.
I mean, I'm going to leave it this year.
Santa cash up.
Yeah, I might have done good.
There might have been some naughtiness.
He can just send it through Amazon. Just
literally. Okay. I just said the mints and he didn't even have that for me.
No, man.
I just wanted a candy cane.
He left the mints in the sleigh. So, but yeah, we'll be getting ready for the holiday season. And then after that, we will be celebrating our 5-year anniversary. So, we got to do something big for that. We got some things in the works. And then we'll be taking our little mid-season break. Well, you always have something big.
That's true. You gotta come celebrate with us, though.
Yeah, you gotta come celebrate.
Whenever we find that something big.
Yes, and then we take our mid-season break and we come back for Dear Black Men, and that's when
we come back for the love holiday.
Well, yeah, the holiday one first, and then Dear Black Men. So it gets a little deep around these parts. So, but until then, y'all, I'm Big T.
I'm Chevy Renee.
It gets deep. Okay, anyways, all done.
That's it. Let's try this again. I'm Big T,
and I'm Shay Renee.
I'm Miss Amy,
and you officially tuned in to tap into the hottest podcast that brings you the latest in music, news, and fashion, and the only show that keeps our ears to the streets.
Why you grind and shine?
Hey, hey, we'll see you guys next time. Peace.